When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Absolutely, unequivocally, yes, is the answer. Now, here is the host of The Long Bearded Guy, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, Gordon D. Melville.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Long Bearded Guy, Gordon, with Gordon D. Melville. That's me on Inspired Choices Network. Welcome to Red Friday. Remember, everyone deployed. We want to make sure we're talking about that and keeping that in the top of our minds. We're talking, this is part four of emotional intelligence. And today we're going to talk about education. How do we educate? Where do we educate? What should we educate on? Why would we even want to do it? What does that mean in terms of a slant of emotional intelligence? So I want to welcome everybody. I deeply appreciate people clicking in and reaching out. I've had thousands of people reach out and likes, loves, shares, comments, questions, lots of different things. So I want to keep that rolling, keep that going. And I really appreciate you reaching out. I'm excited to have you find us on Apple TV and Google TV, Amazon Fire TV, LG and Samsung Smart TV, Apple TV, I think I said that already, Roku. There's lots of different places, iHeartRadio, Spotify, anywhere you listen to stuff, we'll be there. You can find my happy beard there. So, and you know what? I'm talking about engagement. We always talk about engagement. You've heard me, if you've listened to me before, you know my mission is 10 million men in 24 months. So that needs engagement. It needs our big reach. And we've got a massive reach, hundreds of millions of people that we reach with the 450 platforms that I'm on every week. But I need more engagement. So liking, loving, sharing, and subscribing is a free subscription to Inspired Choices Network. And there's lots of, you listen to me, but there's some amazing other hosts on there with some really good information. You want to move yourself forward? You want to do intentional personal development? There's lots of good tools on the network for that. So subscribe, like, love, share, and share it with as many people as you can. Share it on Facebook, share it on Twitter, share it on Instagram, share it wherever your social media platforms are. If this connects to you and you hear and it's helpful, share it with your friends, because none of us have the market cornered on needing help. We all need help. We all need expansion. So we want to talk about, and that's education, right? Interestingly enough, and as a segue into the show today, education, what does that mean even? So I guess the question is, what does education mean? And I found a whole bunch of different definitions of that. But to give intellectual, moral, and social instruction to somebody was the most basic one I found. To educate herself, to learn knowledge and get wisdom and those types of things, there's lots of different ways to slant that. There's lots of different definitions of that. Essentially, what we're trying to do is make ourselves better and help us achieve our goals, if that makes sense. We're trying to educate ourselves so that we can reach our goal. If I want to be a doctor, then I have to educate myself to achieve that goal. If I want to learn how to, I love skydiving. 288 times I've jumped out of a perfectly good plane that was going to land anyway. But the education of that, right? I want to learn. So I educate myself on what does that look like? And how do I do that? And how do I move in the air to get the right reaction, right? The right response to the air flowing past me. How do I speed up? How do I slow down? What do I need to pay attention to? That's an education process so that I can achieve the goal. When I jump out, I don't pancake. So being able to do that. But the challenge I'm thinking, And one quick thing with Napoleon Hill had a quote that I was like, that's really, really powerful. Education comes from within. You get it by struggle, effort, and thought. And I find that interesting. There's mindset again. So being able to do that, education comes from within. You get it by struggle, effort, and thought. When we're on a mountaintop, we don't need anybody. We don't need education. We don't need Papa. We don't need help. We don't need anything. Right? We say, hey, look what I did. Look where I am. Once we're in the valley and we're in struggles and we're fighting and we're, it takes huge effort. It takes huge focus. It takes intentional focus to get the growth. So education comes from within. You get it by struggle, effort, and thought, is Napoleon Hill. In our schools right now, and I've got three kids, two of them, well, one of elementary school, one in high school, one in college. I'm about to have two in high school and one in college, but it's getting the best grade is more important than having the knowledge. I'm going to say that again. In school, they focus on getting the best grade rather, and they make that more important rather than getting the knowledge. So they're trying to test, hey, did they learn what they were supposed to learn? Maybe yes, maybe no. The point is everybody's focused on what the grade is. Well, I got 70%. I needed 60 to pass. I needed 50 to pass. Great. So I got the grade that I needed. Well, do you remember any of the stuff you no, I don't remember any of the stuff I learned, but I got the grade I needed. So that, and that's BAFT, by the way. That's completely BAFT. It needs to be something that's different. It needs to be a focus on the knowledge. And we're going to talk about that in another segment today. Because where the focus is, where the, that's where the energy is going to go. So we want to be able to do that. But I want to back up for a second. We can go through and learn about where to get the education, what to get, what education to get, what types of things to focus on. We can do all of that. The challenge that I put out there, and the challenge I seem to run into with clients and with audiences, is that it takes courage to educate. It takes tenacity. It takes vulnerability. It takes transparency. It takes consistent, persistent focus, concentrated focus. Even because you have to look inside first. You have to do introspection first. You have to look and say, okay, am I going to commit to being a lifelong learner? Because that's what it's going to require. We're going to talk over the next few weeks about emotional intelligence mastery. How do I do that? What does that look like? Mastery, it means what? When they say, well, to get real mastery of a topic, you have to spend 10,000 hours. Focus there. Studying, practicing, you know, to get your chef's papers, your massage therapy. A lot of them have between 7 and 10,000 hours of practical experience. Automotive technician is the same. It's in that same range. Why? Because you need that experience. So that's one of the things we're going to talk about today. But it takes courage to do that. It takes courage to go, this is where I am. And to go, you know what? I don't know as much stuff as I thought I did. What I'm learning after 30 years plus of doing personal development is the more I learn, the more I realize I don't know, if that makes sense. The more I'm learning, the more I realize, wow, there are libraries, congressional-sized libraries of stuff I don't know. It's just so huge. The amount of knowledge that's out there, the amount of ways I could educate myself is so huge. But I have to first look inside me and go, hey, I have deficiencies. I don't know everything about everything. And a lot of times that's a hit to our ego. That's why it takes courage to do it, because our ego goes, no, I know it all. I already know. And when we do that, we close our mind and then you can't learn. And that'll come up later in the episode today. Intentional self-education. So a question I want to ask, what's the best teacher? So if we're going to educate ourselves, what's the best teacher? Is it books? Is it seminars? Is it speakers? Is it having a coach or having a mentor? Workshops? What is it? What's the best teacher? And I would submit to you, experience is the best teacher. Experience is the best teacher. The thing is, it doesn't have to be my experience. I'm going to say that again. Experience is the best teacher, but it doesn't have to be mine. I can exponentially accelerate my learning curve by learning from other people's experience, right? I don't have to destroy my life with drugs or alcohol or some kind of an addiction to know that's not good for me. That's not helpful for my family. That's not good for my life, but I can learn from that experience, that other person's experience. Usually, our lives are one of two different things. We're either an example of what to do or we're a cautionary tale. where this is what you want to do. This, that follow that person, do what they're doing, because you know what, that's a positive direction. Look what they did and they got a positive result. Or their life is a cautionary tale. Look, this is what addiction did to them. This is what not doing self-care for 30 years did to me. I'm a walking billboard, cautionary tale for what happens when you do not listen to your body, when you don't do self-care. I learned the hard way. I learned over 3 decades of go, 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 Energizer Bunny, Energizer Bunny, Energizer Bunny, just go, 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 go. Don't listen to your body. Put everybody else first. Don't look after yourself. Just keep pushing. A badge of honor. Oh, I work, 100 hours. I worked 80 hours this week. Oh, I worked, 10 days this week. I was like, well, there's only 7, but it feels like that. And I was working at the time, between 18 and 21 hours every day, 7 days a week. Everybody came before me. Everybody did. And I sacrificed my health. I sacrificed time with my family for what? And people aren't going to like to hear that, but at the end of the day, nobody lies on their deathbed and goes, wow, you know what? I should have spent some more time at the office, right? Nobody lays there and goes, wow, you know what? I should have spent some more time with my boss. I should have eked out some more time in the office. Nobody says that. Nobody does. Why? Because that's not the priority. That's not the priority. And if being sick has taught me anything, it's to reevaluate and reshuffle my priorities. What's important? What's not important? My family's important. I've talked to somebody a week ago that talked about their scheduling. Gord, I don't have time at the end of my day, any time in my day to do self-care. I'm just too busy. I've got too much stuff going on. I can't carve out half an hour, 45 minutes for myself or more. I can't. And I'm like, well, do you block your day? Or block your week even? What does that mean? Well, do you carve out the best times or the times that you need for you before you give any other time to anybody else? Well, no. Well, maybe you want to do that. Time you want to spend with for you. We have to be able to do that, or we're not able to. It's the weirdest thing. I don't have time to get it done. I don't have time to get it done. I don't have time to get it done. And I've said that before. When I hear that, I hear I don't want to. Not I don't have time, because if we really want to, we'll get time. We'll find the time. We'll manufacture the time. We'll figure it out. So I don't have time to fit it in. What they're also saying is it's not a priority, or I would find the time. That means I'm not a priority. They're saying I am not a priority. That's absolutely not true. We need to be a priority for ourselves so that we can show up the way we are supposed to and the way we want to for our family, for our significant others, for our kids, for our colleagues, for our clients, for everybody else. It's a lifestyle. And I know not everybody gets to be able to come and go as they want. Lots of people work 9 to 5, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you can't look after you first, you're sacrificing yourself for what? Somebody else's dream? Building somebody else's dream? But you can't do that for yourself? Why is their dream more important than yours? Why is their dream and achieving their goals more important than your health or your lifestyle or your time with your family? I have a secret. It's not. It's not more important. They are not more important. We talk about other people being more important than ourselves. That's absolutely not true. Two people standing in front of each other, one of them has to die. One's a client, one's a customer, and one is us. Who's going to die? Not me. Why? We're the most important. I'm most important. You're most important. The customer does not come first. And I know that flies right in the face of what a lot of us were taught. Customer's always right. Bullshit. That is not true. That is not true. Lots of times they're not right. Most of the time they're not right. It's a matter of finding ways to deal with that and to be able to structure that and frame it in a way that it doesn't come across ignorant to them, but for them to understand, hey, you know what? I'm the professional. You're the customer, the client. And that's the relationship that we're fostering in that space. But if that's what we're doing, then they need you. You need them too, because you need the customers. You need the clients. Anyway, I got to pay some bills. I hope that makes sense. You know, do you have the guts, the intestinal fortitude to look inside to find out where you stand in terms of where the education is? What education do you need? Where's lacking? What's lacking? What isn't as high as you want it to be? And then the best teacher experience is the best teacher, but it doesn't have to be mine. Learn from my 30 years. You learn from my 30 years. Look after yourself. Do your self-care. One quick shout out to my good brother, Jose Escobar, is the founder and CEO of the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf. Check out the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf, would help if I could talk, to learn more about the morning and evening routine mastery program that is changing people's lives. This program will help you install systems on the bookends of your day to maximize your morning and evening routine. Set up your free strategy session today with Jose Escobar. And you can reach him at theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. One of my founding partner sponsors. He's amazing. You want to connect to him. Don't forget, as we go to this quick break, to pause and breathe, to ground yourself, to ponder and to just think about what we're talking about, what we've said, how we've said it. And pause and breathe. I'm going to have some tea here with the long bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville on Inspired Choices Network. We'll be right back.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Thank you for getting back with me, sticking with. You're with the Long Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. We're talking about emotional intelligence. I think we're part 4. I'm not sure how many parts this is going to have. It's going to have a few, but we're talking about educating today. Why would we do that? How do we do that? What do we need to educate ourselves on in terms of, with a slant towards emotional intelligence? So the question I want to ask in this segment is why? Why do we want to learn? And what are the effects of education? And I couldn't find a better way to do it. There was a bunch of quotes that came up when I went looking, and I couldn't say these better myself, so I'm going to do them. I want to read a few of them on here, if you can permit me to do that. Give me that latitude. A well-educated mind will always have more questions than answers. Helen Keller said that. The blind, deaf, mute. A well-educated mind will always have more questions than answers. I find that deep. Everyone you will ever meet knows something you don't.
Ooh.
That's Bill Nye. Everybody you meet knows something you don't know. You can learn from literally everybody, whether it's a positive thing or a negative thing. You're learning from everybody what to do, what not to do. You can learn something from everybody. It's an interesting way to look. Socrates, as soon as I see that, I think of Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, and they called him Socrates because that's how it's spelled. But Socrates, again, that's an education thing, right? If they had learned some, education is the kindling of a flame, not the filling of a vessel. Education is the kindling of a flame. It's generating that inside us. It's not filling us up with all this knowledge. It's kindling, it's generating that flame inside us that makes us want to learn more, that we get a thirst for that, that we want to do some more. We want to learn some more. We've all done things where we start to learn something. We get into a book or we get into some how-to or whatnot, and then we get into it deep enough. We just, I got to have more. You ever read a book you couldn't put down? You just couldn't put it down. We've all read books like that. But that's what that is, right? That was kindling a flame. As you got into it, you're like, whoa, this is good. And you just couldn't put it down. Oliver Wendell Holmes said, man's mind, once stretched by a new idea, never regains its original dimensions. It can't go back. You stretch it, it's not going back. You stretch it, it's not going back. And it's going to want to continue to move forward. Being a student is easy. Learning requires actual work. That's William Crawford. Being a student is easy. Learning requires actual work. Reminds me of being a father is easy. Anybody can do that. Being a dad takes work. Being a dad is where the rubber meets the road. Anybody can be a sperm donor. That doesn't make you a dad. It makes you biological father, yes. But you walk away, don't have engagement with your kid. That doesn't make you a dad. The person that gets up with you in the middle of the night, that's dad, right? When you're puking on the floor and they're holding your hair back and cleaning it up after they're looking after you, that's your dad or your mom, right? Your parent. So being a student is easy. Learning requires actual work. Change is in the end. Gord, come on. Change is the end result of all true learning. A gentleman named Leo said that. Change is the end result of all true learning. So we can learn it, but then we have to execute on it. We learn. Does it change us? Learning is going to stretch us. We can't change that. But do we change? I am still learning each day. I said that. I'm not sure I was am qualified to be in this list of thought leaders, but anyway, the more I read, the more I acquire, the more certain I am that I know nothing. Voltaire said that. Voltaire said, the more I read, the more I acquire, the more certain I am that I know nothing. Like I said at the beginning, I'm the more I learn, the more I realize I don't know. Education is the passport to the future, for tomorrow belongs to those who prepare for it today. Malcolm X, how long has he been gone? And that's still relevant. Education is the passport to the future, for tomorrow belongs to those who prepare for it today. You can't change your life today, but you can change the direction of your life today by the choices you make, by the things you focus on, by the things that you do. By the choices we make. The beautiful thing about learning is that nobody can take it away from you. Wow. Beautiful thing about learning is that nobody can take it away from you. B.B. King said that, the guitarist. Anyone who stops learning is old, whether at 20 or 80. Oh, ouch, 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 ouch. Anyone who stops learning is old, whether at 20 or 80. Henry Ford said that. Turn of the century. Early 1900s. But he's right. Anyone who stops learning is old. You want to stop at 20? No problem. But that means you're old. It doesn't mean you've learned a lot. It means you're old. Don't make up your mind. Knowing is the end of learning. Naval said that. Don't make up your mind. Knowing is the end of learning. Once we close our mind, I know it all. I don't. I've put it in a box. Where we talk about Papa that way. Do we have all the bits and pieces of who Papa is and all that? We know exactly who he is. We can qualitatively, quantitatively go, hey, this is who he is. No, we don't have that information and nobody does. But when we think we do, we shut off any ability to learn. We shut off any opportunity for growth because we've already said, hey, you know what? I already know everything about everything about everything about this particular thing, topic, person. And we don't. Don't make up your mind. Knowing is the end of learning. Formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. That's Jim Rohn. You want to write that down if you haven't. Formal education will make you a living. That's school, college, university, where it's formal education will make you a living. Self-education. Learning and educating yourself on topics that are of interest to you, not just, you know, reading, writing, and arithmetic. They want to say the three R's, but that's a formal education. And I don't know if I wrote it down or not. I said that at the beginning. Don't let schooling interfere with your education. Mark Twain said that. Don't let schooling interfere with your education because they're not the same. Schooling is learning. Most of that formal education is learning the ability to learn, learning how to learn. Now, will you learn some stuff? Yes. Will you learn some history and some geography and some, yes, absolutely you will. And when you get into high school, you get into college, university, you're taking a program that is of even more interest to you, more specialized knowledge. But that is a formal education schooling. Don't let schooling interfere with your education. Your education is something you do every day, every day, every day, every day, every day. What children, babies, as they grow, they learn way more, way faster. We slow down on that education as we get older and older and older, typically, right? We learned so much as a child. And they pick it up, right? Instantly, they pick stuff up. Babies will pick up stuff instantly. They'll pick up other languages and reading and music and art and all these things. They pick up just, boom, math, read, all these things they pick up really, really quick. And as we get older, it slows down. But we're educating ourselves about lots of things every day, how to respond to people, what our jobs are about, how to do stuff, how to interact with people, how to do broadcasting, how to set up what I want to say, how do we my workshops and my online courses and my workbooks and all that stuff. I'm educating myself every day. I'm learning. I'm trying to make myself, I want to be better today than I was yesterday. I'm not competing with anybody else, competing with myself. I'm trying to educate myself. We need to take another quick break. Thank you for being here, for everybody being, I know there's people listening that, again, I love the fact that I know there's people out there that are listening that can't get on because of work or whatnot, they're driving or whatever. They're on vacation. I know there's people that are in Cuba at the moment that might be listening. I know there's people all over the place that are listening. And so thank you so much to all of you for showing up and plugging in and having a meaningful connection with me today and spending some of your limited resource, your time, the most precious resource you got, because it's limited. There's no way to make more of it. I can make more money. I can get more stuff. I can get more time. I can't get any more. It's a finite resource, and you're spending some of that with me today. So thank you so much. I want to do a quick shout out again to Jose Escobar. my brother, is the founder and CEO of the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf. But check out the Connected Leaders Academy membership to take your business to the next level. This is the perfect tribe to learn, grow, and connect like never before. The Connected Leadership Tribe brings together some of the highest level entrepreneurs from all over the world. Set up a virtual coffee with Jose Escobar today, and you can reach him at theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. That's an incredible, you want to go to another level or multiple levels. You want access to millionaires and billionaires and people that can help you grow intentionally in your business. No matter how big you are, you've just started, you're about to start. You've got your plan, but you haven't gone anywhere with it yet. It's a good, you have to be an entrepreneur and you have to have a history of success in some way, maybe not with your entrepreneurial stuff yet, but right. But you could be in the business and whatever your entrepreneurial endeavor is for 40 years and no disrespect, you can still grow. If you want to, there's still rooms to grow. There's still places to go. I have never heard anybody say, wow, my bank account is full. I've never heard anybody say that. It can always be bigger. And whether it's bank account, whether it's reach, whether it's impact on the world, we're doing it every day. We want to grow. So reach out to Jose. He's got an amazing group of people that I'm part of. It's an incredible group. So as we go to this quick break, don't forget to pause and breathe, and I will be right back. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk in the next segment about what to learn. And so the types of places to go and people to listen to. And anyway, we'll talk about that when we get back. You're with the long bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. See you in a minute.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Thank you for being here. We're talking here with the Long Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. We're talking about part four, emotional intelligence education. Educate. How do we educate? Why would we educate on emotional intelligence? Do we need to? Yes, we do. We need to get better. No matter how good we are at it, no matter how much we think we have, we need to get better. So we need to infuse something, right? What the mindset we use and the brain we use to get to where we are today will not get us to where we want to go. We have to change something. We all know the definition of insanity. We hear it all the time. So we need to do something different. We need to get a coach. We need to read a book. We need to go to a workshop or a seminar. We need to hook up with a mentor. There's lots of things we can do. I want to give you a couple quick, and again, if you're not journaling, if you're not writing this down, if you're not making notes someplace, you're missing it. The people that are following you've got to be able to write this stuff down, because you can't remember it. You will not remember it. You'll want to. But you won't do it. And it's not because you don't want to. It's because we just can't. Even if you take good notes, most people can't retain more than 10% of what they hear. So you'd have to listen to this episode at least 10 times to get the bulk of what I said and take notes every time. But I want to give you some resources. So what to learn. So being open to learn about our own emotional intelligence and about other people's emotional intelligence. How do we learn about our own? How do we, and we're going to talk about this in the episodes coming in the next few weeks, but how do we measure it? How do we look at that? How do we grow it? Why would we do that? We want to be able to do that. So being open to that, and we go back to what we said at the beginning. Do you have the courage, the intestinal fortitude to look inside and go, hey, I need help. I want to intentionally grow. Great. Then do it. You're the only person that can do that. And if you have a plan to get that done, nobody has a plan to stop you. I'm going to say that again, because a lot of times we get stuck and we stop. If you have a plan to learn and to educate and to grow intentionally, nobody has a plan to stop you. The only person that can really truly stop you is you. The only person that can really truly stop us from getting where we want to go is ourselves. We are the stumbling block. We are the person that didn't execute. We're the person that didn't plug into the right places or to any place to learn to grow. In terms of, I want to start as far as where to plug in, how to plug in. If you're not using a coach or a mentor, you need to do that. People go, oh, it's too expensive. Really? Education is expensive. No argument. Ignorance is way, way, way more expensive. Not knowing is way more expensive, and not just in dollars and cents, because what you don't know can hurt you. What you don't know can stop you from getting where you want to go. So we need to do it intentionally. We have to plug in, get a mentor, get a coach, pay whatever it costs, pay it. Oh, it's too expensive, Gord. I can't go to that workshop. It's $100. It's $199 US. It's too much. Really? You blew more than that on the weekend on a date or in alcohol or in hanging out with your friends and just having fun. We waste way more money than we realize we do. That's a priorities. People think nothing of going on a stand in the beer store. People, and there's nothing wrong with having a drink. I'm not putting that down. I'm saying if that's the priority, and you stand there and listen, well, this order was $120. This one's $300. This one's $80. It's one case is like $40-$50 up here. If that's the priority, that's fine. But you're not going to grow out of a bottle of beer or in a bottle of alcohol. Now, we can joke and say, hey, the answer may not be at the bottom of that cup, but there's no sense, you know, risking. I better check, right? But my put it in perspective, find a mentor, find a coach that you connect with. If you're not sure where to begin with that, reach out to me. I am a mentor and I'm a coach, but I can refer you to somebody else. If there's not a connection with me, no problem. I can refer you to somebody that maybe they're a better connection for. There's other emotional intelligence, emotional quotient educators, people that talk about, and that's not sometimes their whole platform, but there's lots of people that do emotional intelligence education. Bren Brown, incredible. Brené Brown, absolutely incredible. She teaches some amazing, amazing stuff. Simon Sinek, Daniel Pink, Robert Holden, Amy Cuddy, Jason Fox, Kate Cook, Johnny Wilkinson. There's a plethora of people that you could listen to that can give you help. And some of that stuff, for a lot of those people, they put free content out all over the place. This is free to you. This show is free to you. Doesn't cost you anything. Do you plug into that? Do you plug it? People go, oh, it's too expensive. You don't even plug it into the free shit. Come on. And I get passionate about it because you watch people that aren't getting where they want to go and they're frustrated by that. And that shows in their attitude. It shows in their emotional intelligence. It shows in the way they live. And then they whine and complain because they're not where they want to be. It's up to you. At least plug into the free shit. At least plug into the free stuff. Spend a few bucks on a book. There's lots and lots and lots and lots. I mean, it's not even hard. What does that say? Emotional intelligence. It's written right on the you don't even have to. That's Ryan James, and I've given you that one before. Let It Go. That's David Rahman. Napoleon Hill. How to Own Your Own Mind. Emotional intelligence. There's gobs of them out there. Gobs and gobs and gobs and gobs of them. Find somebody like Deepak Chopra. Metahuman. Amazing book. The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Crap. Robin Sharma. 5 a.m. Club. There's lots of books. I pulled a couple and then I'm like, you know what? This is stupid. There's so many back here. Access to Building Your Coaching Empire is J.R. Spear. Atomic Habits. Incredible book. That's James Clear. Sage Leadership. Kyle Gillette. There's read something for the love of Pete. Come on. And I get incensed because I want you to do better. I want you to have the life you want to have. I want you to get there. You want to get there. And I know that because if you didn't, you wouldn't still be listening to me. You wouldn't be showing up every week. You wouldn't be plugging into my stuff. If you didn't want to get better, you wouldn't still be here. So that tells me we're on the same wavelength. You're on that vibration. Go get it. Come on. Be open to learn. We're going to talk about all, like I say, we're going to talk about bits and pieces of these different things over the next, 3, 4, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, maybe. We're going to learn about some of these things, but pick up some of these books you can get for $15 on Amazon. And have it in your doorstep later today or tomorrow morning. Boom, instant. Don't even have to wait. Spend some money. Invest some money in the best thing you can do. Warren Buffett said the best investment he ever made was in himself. When people say, what's the best investment I can make? Put it into yourself. Intentional learning. Intentionally focus on growth. I don't surround myself with like-minded people. I want growth-minded people. And you've heard me say it before. I want people that are pushing. I don't care where they are on their journey. Just starting out 50 years in personal development. I don't care where they're at. But somebody that's growth-minded is going to inspire me because they keep pushing and keep pushing and keep pushing and they keep trying and they keep plugging into different things. They keep investing in themselves, whether they use the free stuff, whether they go and buy a book, where they plug into a coach or a mentor. EQ, EI, emotional intelligence, emotional quotient, is at least as important as IQ. People don't give a crap how smart you are. They don't care. People don't care what you know until they know how much you care. EI, emotional intelligence, is way, way, way more important. And I'm not downplaying going to college or learning and having IQ, right? Having the information, but lots of people learn the information and don't do anything with it, right? They're knowledge hogs. They just suck it all in, but don't do anything with it. Well, they might as well not know it if they're not going to do anything with it. They need to plug in. Plug in, for the love of Pete. Plug in. If you want to grow, do something about it. Please, please do something about it. I got to take another break. Unbelievable. But I want to talk just real quick. Yes, I'm a mentor. I'm a high-performance coach. But I do lots of different things. I do accountability. I do scheduling. We talk about your schedule. We talk about your emotional intelligence. We talk about... I can customize that for whatever it is that you need to, wherever you think you need to grow and how you need to, where you're trying to get to. I do business executive coaching. I do one-on-one coaching with everybody. And my avatar is entrepreneurial men, but I do have women clients. I do have women that plug in and we connect. But one-on-one group coaching, I've got a program starting in the beginning of May group. It's a very small group, 12 people, 12 guys, specifically guys. But reach out to me. thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com and ask for more details. Hey, Gord, I want to know about your 12 person, because it fills up just like that. And it's reasonably priced. It's not expensive. We spend more money than the cost of this on so many different things that we have no benefit from. So reach out and ask. But if you're looking for someone to talk to about emotional intelligence to your kids or to your church group or to your men's group or to your whoever it is, reach out, thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com, and ask, hey, Gord, can you come and talk to my group virtually, live, whatever it is, reach out. The goal is 10 million men in 2 years, 24 months. But that requires engagement. So I want you to be able to reach out. I want you to be able to say, Gord, I need help with XYZ. So we've got some amazing, amazing resources I can plug you into. And like I said, if I'm not your cup of tea, or if I'm not where you need to go and you like the idea, but for whatever reason that doesn't work, I can refer you to somebody else that may be able to help you. I can give you a list of people that can help. I know so many coaches. I know so many mentors. But at least plug into the free stuff. The fact that you're here means you're plugging into at least this free stuff. Take the next step. You want to grow? You want tomorrow to be better than today? You have to do something about it. You have to infuse something that you haven't put in before. You need somebody else's perspective, not to tell you what to do, but to guide you to find what to do from inside you. The answers are inside you, because Papa's inside you. The answer's already there. We just need to find and have somebody be a guide, not a travel agent, not, hey, go and do this and this and this and you'll be, no. I want a guide. I want someone that's going to hold my hand and walk through the trench with me. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I want somebody, Papa walks with us, but we want somebody to walk with us. If that's what you're looking for, thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. I'd be happy to help. This class at the beginning of May for guys is going to fill up quick. So don't wait if that's of interest to you. All right. We need to take a quick break. Don't forget to pause and breathe. I will be right back. Don't go anywhere. We're going to have some more educational resources and our call to action for this episode. When we come back, don't go anywhere. You're with the long-bearded guy at gmail.com. The long-bearded guy at gmail.com. You're with the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville. That's me. Yeah. On Inspired Choices Network. I'll be right back.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the chief catalyst strategist guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
The Connected Leaders Academy is the number one fastest growing networking community for entrepreneurs. CLA assembles high-level leaders, titans of industry, and business owners under one roof. If you're an entrepreneur looking to grow personally, professionally, scale your influence, develop skills, and expand your network exponentially, the CLA is where you need to be. Want on to more podcasts and shows, speak on more stages, sell more books, products and services, get more leads, referrals, acquire new clients, develop lifelong friendships and more. Join the Connected Leaders Academy today. Contact Jose Escobar on Facebook or check out www.claglobalsummit.com for more information.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody. Thank you. Welcome back. I was distracted by Jose's commercial there. That's awesome. That's absolutely amazing. I love that commercial. Reach out to him. Get that Addy and reach out to him. The summit's going to be awesome. CLA summit's going to be amazing. Anyway, so education resources. So again, reach out, either reach out to me, right? Life is the best or one of the best educators on emotional intelligence, on anything, but certainly for emotional intelligence. But again, it doesn't have to be mine. It doesn't have to be my experience to get there. So plug into everybody's, plug into autobiographies, plug into business books, plug into stuff called emotional intelligence, plug into one of the authors we were talking about, those influencers, some of those people, educators, Brené Brown, Simon Sinek, incredible. Start with Why. That's Simon Sinek. Great book. Find something and invest in yourself. If it's a workshop you want, come reach out to me. I've got a few programs like that. You might find they're all over the place online. So reach out and get that. Books, seminars, workshops, coach, mentor. At least reach out to the free stuff. Call to action this week, real quick, is to list three types of emotional intelligence education in your journal. Write it in your journal that you're going to use for furthering your education, and then send them to me. What are three? Hey, I bought this book and this book and this book. Or hey, I bought a book and I signed up for this workshop. I bought a book and I reached out to you and DM'd you or asked or emailed you to find out some more information about your program, meaning my program. Whatever it is, send it to me. Let me know. What are you doing? Is it practically helping? And as we go forward, we're going to expand. This is only part four. We're not even halfway through. We'll continue to do these. As long as you keep plugging in, we'll continue to do these. Again, freebie. Next week, Friday, April 21st, we're going to talk emotional intelligence. Part five is measure. How do we measure? Why would we measure? What's the point of measuring? And what does that mean in terms of emotional intelligence? Measure emotional. How would you do that? How would you even go about that? What would you look at? What are you actually measuring? But bring a friend. That's Friday, next Friday, same time, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time on Inspired Choices Network. Bring a friend, bring your journal, bring something to write with and write on so that you can write the things that resonate with you, that stick out in your mind, that you can write down. Emotional intelligence measure. We want to be able to do that. And you know what? If you don't want your emotional intelligence to increase, then none of this stuff matters, in which case you probably wouldn't be here. You won't be listening. You'll be using your finite resource time in a different place. And that's fine. Perfect. If you want to better yourself, if you want to be better tomorrow than you are today, it takes intentional focus. It takes courage because it's freaking hard. It's hard. It's not going to be easy, but it's worth it. And it's a much better way to live than just sort of flopping along day to day to day without doing any kind of advancement. No progress, no forward progress, positive direction. My people, I think, they want that. They want the direction. They want to be able to go to the next steps. They want to be able to grow intentionally. So thank you for being here. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for being here. Thank you for spending your finite resource with me. Make it another great week. You have the power to do that. Know that I love you. Massive hugs. Live abundantly and with intention this week. Grow with intention. You can do that. Yes, you can. See you next week.
Thank you for tuning into the Long Bearded Guy Show. You are appreciated and loved. Gordon D. Melville returns Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on the InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, make it another great week, leading with love, powerfully designing, crafting, and living out your positively impactful legacy life you were created for. Big hugs.